the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 9th of March, 2023, and you're the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, One Disco, trading revision. Following investigations undertaken by the CFO and CEO, and as reported to the board of directors of the company, significant, sophisticated, and potentially fraudulent irregularities with regard to received purchase orders and related revenue and bookings. The board now expects that anticipated full-year 2020 revenue could now be as low as $9 million, not $24 million, as previously reported. At four, AFC Energy, H Power Tower deployment update. H Power Towers leased for more than 7,000 hours to date into the UK and European construction market. New contract signed for over 8,000 hours of H Power Tower lease in 2023 so far. Growing order book supported by increase in customer proposals. At three, Gulf Keystone Petroleum, shaken payment update. Gulf Keystone confirms that gross payment of $34.3 million has been received from the Kurdistan Regional Government for shaken crude oil sales during September 2022. At two, Synergy Energy, Cambay C77H artificial lift update. Extensive evaluation of the artificial lift options for C77H well and future Cambay new wells have resulted in the company electing to adopt a jet pump solution for the C77H well. This is due to a combination of technical, cost and availability drivers. The jet pump solution has the advantage of being immune to elastoma degradation caused by the high aromatic content of the Cambay eosine condensate, as jet pumps contains no elastomers. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Atlantic Lithium, response to online reporting and restoration of trading. Atlantic Lithium issues the following statement in response to false and misleading reports regarding its partner, Piedmont Lithium, released by Blue Orca Capital on the 8th of March 2023. The company holds valid prospecting licenses with operating permits for all its current activities in accordance with the Ghanaian government and the Minerals Commission requirements, and outrightly refutes the allegations of impropriety made by the report. Following this notification, trading of the company's shares on AIM will be restored with effect from 8:15 today. To read more details in any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast